One, two, hey.
Hi.
This is
WWE SmackDown
on ETV.
On E.
Does that voice not nice for your throat?
No, remember how I almost swallowed my tongue? Casey, come here.
Small adjustments need to be made.
Sure.
Put our volume down a little bit. Just like that.
Is it rolling?
It is.
In the D. Okay.
I'm back.
Hi, Christian. This is a comedy podcast.
That contains scenes.
Not scenes.
God, every single time.
This is a comedy podcast.
That contains strong language and themes of violence, abuse, sexual assault, and other awfully dark things.
Listener discretion is advised. Woo!
Welcome to season 2.
Season 2.
Season
2 is really late. It's really late. So this was supposed to be up on Saturday.
And it did happen on Friday.
Yes. No, it did. There was proof that we were together.
Yes.
It didn't.
See, here's the thing. So we got a new setup. A brand spanking new setup.
And it looks fabulous.
Which is totes exciting.
Look at the photos in our stories.
Unfortunately, there were some issues with our recording.
Yes.
Not the equipment on the actual software side.
Mm.
God knows what happened there. But hopefully, hopefully today we can alleviate those issues.
Yes.
Please.
Because I can't actually.
If this one fucks up, the welcome back episode is scratched.
Yes.
Fuck it. I don't care for this episode anymore. I've lost all need to make it.
There's not going
to
be an episode 20. Ugh, 19. We're just going to start straight from 20.
Just gonna skip the next 2 episodes.
Yes.
God.
Because we don't know anymore.
We don't.
Like,
we...
if it fucks out again.
We've come so far. We've tried so hard. But in the end, it didn't really matter.
And it was so nice.
It was good. There were some solid jokes. And we're going to try again to emulate.
Yes. We're going to do it as, like, authentic. Yes. Sorry. Mm. I just listened to the sirens. Are we just gonna stop talking at the same time?
but it's good to be back, Suan.
I'm so happy you are back, Christian.
For those who missed the last few episodes, I went to China.
Yeah, go back and listen to them first before you continue.
Do we want people to listen to those?
Yes.
Okay. Because I remember a distinct message coming from you going, maybe just don't listen to these last two.
Yeah.
See you soon.
Like, you shouldn't.
Okay.
Okay, Liam's pointed out that there were some syncing issues with echoes, but that's why we have this setup now.
Please, no more echo. Please.
Please.
We hope.
Yes, I didn't get all those cats, but they're nice.
We hope that we'll be a little bit less echoey, a little bit cleaner.
Yes.
A little bit nicer sounding, you know?
Because that's why you come here, is for our beautiful sultry voices.
Yes, not for our beautiful sultry voices with a 2-second delay.
No. Oh, goodness.
But we're back in action.
Yes.
Season 2, what does that even mean? No one knows.
Nope.
But the general gist is we've upgraded significantly.
Mm.
We are going to be introducing some new segments in the future.
Yes.
There's some really cool stuff that we have planned for the season.
Yes.
We definitely have it planned, right, Suan?
Yes, we do, Christian.
All of it written down.
Yes. What would dark stuff be without a bullet point to-do list?
Oof, we love our planning.
Yes.
It is
on point.
Still crazy to me that you managed to pop all the way through the pop filter.
Really?
It is.
Am I still
impressive.
Doing it now? I'm so sorry. I don't know how I'm doing that.
The
My
crazy
apologies.
Thing is, it's like with words like air. Somehow you're like,
oh, wow, I'm so embarrassed.
It's something to be embarrassed about, but...
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. Wait.
What?
Hi, I'm Christian.
I'm Suan.
Welcome to Dark Stuff with Christian.
And Suan.
Hit it.
Thank you.
Oh, but yeah, it's good to be back. China was eventful.
Was it?
Super eventful.
Oh.
I saw, we were driving down the mountain and we saw a funeral taking place.
Oh.
Lots of red, not blood.
Oh.
But it was super red. They were like, people were crying.
Okay.
Lots of stuff happening.
So yes.
I turned to the interpreter. I'm like, yo, what's happening?
Yeah.
And she's like, a funeral.
Oh.
So I had a lot of questions. She didn't understand any of them. But it's cool.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's cool. The only other thing that was quite hectic is one night, Kaylin, he was one of the friends that came with me to China. He listened out of the show.
Oh!
Fan of the show.
Hi.
So yeah, he knocks on my hotel room. And he's like, I need KFC now. I'm like,
oh. Fine.
So I'm like, it's 2 a.m.
You're in China. Of course you want KFC that you can get back home, but sure.
It's 2, but I'm like, fine, I'll get some French fries.
Yeah.
So we trek all the way. It's like a 3 kilometer walk.
Mm.
But we're walking.
At 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
In the morning.
Remember, we were in Chongqing, safest place in the world.
Oh, yes, 500,000 cameras.
So we're walking and we see this lady following us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Obviously, a Darkstar fan.
Yeah, she saw me now. Sorry, guys.
Shouldn't have worn the t-shirt. So I'm walking and it's 3 of us. And we're walking and they're like, is this lady following us? And she's full on decked out in The Grudge wear. And I'm fully aware that The Grudge is a Japanese property. I'm aware. But she, nevertheless, yeah. She's committing to the aesthetic.
Yes.
Dark hair, long.
Okay.
So she's following us.
And white dress.
White dress. Short little white night dress. We're walking and I'm like, I'm pretty sure she's following us. We turn around. She's just standing and looking at us at this point.
Okay.
I'm like, so this is how we die, which is super depressing because I'm like, it's going to cost my parents a lot of money to get me my body back. But
yeah.
Like, just look at it, draw, like, ah.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm going to just run for my life now. And I just, me and Kaylin start sprinting. Yaku's like.
Literally. Yeah, like running.
Running.
This lady's standing there.
It's 2:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And there's like one person like every block just like closing up shop and they're just looking at us like going at it. Like giving Usain Bolt a run for his money. And we're running and Yaku is like, I don't run. So he's like power walking behind us just so that we don't get too far away from him. We turn around, lady's gone.
Oh, okay.
Now the worst part about this is obviously we went to KFC, so now we have to come back. That was the hard part.
You still went.
Yeah, we still committed. But the thing was, like, the lead up to that was us trying to freak each other out. We're like, what if a lady comes crawling through the door? And lots of, like, open yards and stuff. Mm. So we're just like, what if someone's in the tree?
Oh, goodness. I'm so anxious.
Like, I'm just like, I've heard some really scary stories about trees. So.
Episode 7.
Please listen and subscribe and rate us on iTunes.
Thank you.
And. Season 2, more promo.
Yeah, sponsored by not KFC.
Not KFC.
But we're talking about it.
Please stop killing chickens.
Okay.
So we come back, lady's gone. We're like, we've survived yet another night in China.
Yes.
In Chongqing, the city of how many thousand cameras?
500,000.
500,000 cameras.
And in that moment, cameras though?
So here's the thing, when you're freaking out about a demon ghost girl following you, you don't really think about looking for security cameras.
I don't know if
you've watched The Grudge, but she's just like, she can choose whether she wants to show up.
Yeah.
So didn't really look for the cameras.
Okay. I wonder what she was doing.
Maybe she's like, oh, friends.
Look at my night dress.
You dropped your wallet.
Why are they I'm keeping the wallet then.
Thanks for the FNB card. Yeah, I think that's pretty much the extent of my like near-death experiences in China.
Mm.
Ooh, while I was in China.
Yeah.
Brings me to my would you rather.
What?
I love how we're playing this up like the first time you've heard this.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Would I rather.
So while I was in China a few days before I took my plane back to the homeland, I came across this article about a woman, link in the show notes. They were in an airplane, window exploded. She wasn't wearing a safety belt.
Goodness.
So she was sucked into the window. And it's not through the window. She was stuck in there. And the air pressure and stuff like slammed her head against the side of the airplane wall. I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
So unfortunately she died from like trauma.
Sorry.
So would you rather?
No, Christian, how does a window explode?
Apparently they just do.
Okay. I accept that answer.
Can't wait for our live shows in like Australia.
Just like, how does this happen? It just does.
So I'm like white knuckling it through the entire flight. I'm like, can I please have the armrest? No!
Can we be in the middle of the plane? No windows,
as
please.
As far from anything that can explode as possible.
What's the pilot doing? Can I see what he's doing?
By the way, airplane toilets. Look them up.
Okay.
Nightmare fuel.
Really? Oh my goodness. It's,
have you seen Alien?
No.
Aliens?
No.
Okay, well, I think in Aliens, maybe it wasn't Aliens, the third one. Resurrection? I don't know. But one of them, the alien gets sucked through like a hole in. Have you seen Jason X?
No.
Are you kidding me? In all those movies, someone gets sucked through like a small hole in like a spaceship.
Okay.
And it's graphic. That's pretty much what a toilet on an airplane does. Just.
Oh, like, shit.
I could have died. Was it worth it?
Okay, so would I rather?
Would you rather? So would you rather get sucked out of an airplane window?
Okay, like that lady.
Yes, mm-hmm. Or go down with everyone.
Ooh.
Both scenarios, you're dead.
Okay, I'm going to die either way.
You're going to, like, there's no Captain Phillips that's like, no, that's plain. What's the...
That's your...
Morty Sully.
Sully. Sully, yeah, I was about
Sully
to be
ain't
like...
going
to
save you. He's not going to land it in a river.
Oh, goodness. I was about to say Tom Hanks.
Lots of Tom Hanks movies. We love him. Friend of the show.
Yes. Sponsored by...
Tom Hanks Foundation.
Yes.
It's not even a charity. It's he literally is making... It's like Rihanna making foundation. It's like Fenty, but like Hanks.
Reach for the sky. Anyway... So with that answer, I reach for the sky and fall with the plane and everyone else in it.
You'd rather like enjoy the communal aspect of dying.
Yeah. I'm not the only one.
You're like, I'm not dying alone.
No. And like, everyone's gonna, aren't they gonna see you die if you get sucked out?
But that's like, I'm like, that's kind of everything.
I can't. No, I'm falling with the plane. I've flown once in my life and I will never again.
You literally have 300 people rather die than get sucked out of an airplane window.
With me.
That is crazy to me.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'd commit to the window.
Really?
I mean, how many, like, I mean, my skull's, like, I look like a 2-year-old and my skull still is soft on top. So, so theoretically, I'd probably be, like, dead after the second,
goodness, no.
Plus, I have, like, anxiety, so by the time, like, the window explodes, heart attack immediately.
So you'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
It's just going to be your dead body just, like, flapping around. Okay.
Anyway, it's good to be back.
I'm glad you are back, I think.
Oh, my God.
So this episode is just basically catching Christian up about what happened in RSA.
But so much happened, though.
So much.
So much.
And he tried to not get any news.
Yes, I got some American news.
Yes, but that's fine.
And once again, playing this up, like, I've never heard this before.
Yes, but we're going to, like, I already told Christian, I forgot what we've recorded Friday night. So it's fine. But the stories are going to still be fresh for you guys.
Yeah.
So we're going to make it fresh.
They're like, it's 3-week-old news.
So Winnie Mandela died. Anyway.
Like, I feel like South Africa has, like, two types of politicians.
Yeah.
We either have, like, our national, our Tom Hanks's.
Yeah.
Which are our Mandela's and...
Mandela. Our Mandela.
The Mandela family.
Yes.
And then everyone else.
Yes. Before we continue with all the new stuff, let's catch you up on All Things Sue Ann.
All Things Sue Ann.
So it's going to be a little... quick, fast version of my life.
Ring, ding, ding.
What you missed. Yes, a ring, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
One.
I just tripled the amount of work I have to do.
You did. My dad had a birthday.
Happy birthday, Jan's dad.
Isn't that great?
That is fantastic. How old is he?
Half.
Old.
51. Yes.
Half a century.
Yeah, plus 1 year. Okay, so let's just give some background. I was living at your apartment. Don't know if you know that.
He was house sitting.
I don't identify as anything.
She was house sitting.
Yes.
And so much gender fluid.
I looked after your beautiful baby.
My precious angel child.
And your cat. So so I meant the plants and your cat.
Yes.
So she was weird. But anyway, so
how was looking after the plants? You don't have plants, do you?
No, we do, but my dad takes care of them.
I mean, you don't have plants.
No, I personally don't have any plants.
You don't have like a succulent? Or,
no, nothing, okay. Nothing. So it was fun. Like you take some time, water those plants, look at them grow, feel proud when they are growing. When they're dying, start panicking, Christian's going to kill me. But it was winter. And as soon as you left, like the sun wasn't here for a week.
But like, okay. Did it feel nice to be responsible for living things?
Stressful. It was very stressful because I had to make sure that I was here every day or just make sure that they're watered.
Especially the cat.
The cat's fine. She's fine. Yeah, exactly. I left some apples on the counter in case I didn't come home. She'll figure it out.
Just like a closed can of tuna.
Just her like... Anyway, so my dad had his birthday.
Yes.
Two.
Did you have a party? Sorry, I have a lot of questions.
No, it was like the day after you left.
Oh, you're like, happy birthday, Dad. Thank you.
Yeah, so I was still really tired. So I just went, ate, came back. I was just like, good job, Dad.
Not dead yet.
Yay.
Really rocking it.
And I'm happy about it. Cool. So number two, Casey meowed. She meows a lot.
She's a mower.
And I was like, cool. Sent you a video of it. Obviously, you cried.
Someone's car's getting stolen.
Yes, definitely. And we're just recording. Cool. My aunt had a birthday. Number
Happy
three.
Happy birthday, your aunt. How old is she?
She 54.
Also over the half century mark.
Yeah.
Your family is not dying.
No.
Very resilient.
They're doing well.
Very well.
Casey meowed.
I'm seeing a...
Again. Cool. My brother had a birthday.
Are you joking?
No, he turned 30. Isn't that amazing?
That's a third of the way to 90. I don't know why, like, this matters.
Why do you have to do math? Yeah, no, he turned 30. He had a children's party. It was...
So, like, I don't understand.
Yeah, army themed. We had little army men, like, cute. In Toy Story. That was fun.
Were you playing in, like, a sand pit?
No, they were just there. And then they were playing rugby and cricket. We had pregos. It was amazing.
That's a lot. So, you were...
Drinking.
Who would want to do sport on a birthday?
My brother. Anyway, Casey meowed and cuddled me.
Aww.
So she started realizing.
Like, there's an arc to this.
Yeah, I think, like, she was like, he's not coming back.
She's like, this is my mother now.
Yes. And she accepted me. She cuddled me. I sent you a video of that. It was a really great Sunday. I was in bed.
Really cute.
She was with me. It was amazing. Then I had my cousin's baby shower. It was so fun. And I'm so excited for this baby. It feels like she's been pregnant for 5 years. And it's still 2 months to go.
Oh, my God. But the baby is on its way.
Yes. Soon. And I will let you know as soon as the precious thing is born.
The moment it drops.
Oh, but I'm so excited. She has a unicorn theme. So it's really fun shopping because you're just looking for everything unicorn.
Fun.
And then my cousin and I also love Harry Potter.
Mm.
So I'm going to get her like some onesies made for my cousin's baby. Not made. My cousin. Made. That say like Aki or Auntie.
Are you Ellen?
Am I Ellen? I just have connections, bruh.
Akio Auntie.
Yes, that means she's calling Come me. Auntie. Yes.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and something like Muggle Born. I don't know. Send your ideas
Half
if you
blood.
Have any. Anyway. Then Casey won't leave me alone this point.
So now you start feeling what I'm feeling, which yes. is the what do you call it when something doesn't want to leave your side?
Like she imprints
separation
on,
anxiety.
Oh, okay.
Slow your roll, Twilight. It's 2018.
But yeah, she was still meowing, but she would not leave me alone.
Aww.
It was getting a little bit much.
It's cute.
Sure. Then Kelly Clarkson had a birthday.
Oh my! So your month was peaking at that point.
The 24th of April, she turned 36. Still rocking it.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Loved it. Happy birthday.
I'm going to cut it here.
Then Casey, still, now she's starting to do weird things.
Okay, explain what, define weird.
I can't pee alone anymore because I'm just like, I'm alone. Why should I close the door, right? So I'm just peeing with it open. And then she comes and sits in front of me, like, pet me. What are you, like, touch?
So
why
you
aren't you?
So you lean over and pet her.
And I'm like, this is... I'm peeing, Casey, but okay. And she's like enjoying it while I'm trying to tie my shoes in the morning. She's rubbing all against my feet.
I don't know if this is TMI, but when I go to the bathroom,
yeah,
like when I'm peeing, she likes to like put her front paws on the bowl, and
oh,
I'm just like,
you
oh my
stand
god,
and pee.
Oh my god, oh my god. Like,
don't you get nervous?
Yes, I get super nervous because I'm like, if I mess up. What is the game plan then? Do I wash her?
Is does she like, just, what is he doing?
Does she just sort it out herself? I don't really know what the strategy is.
Do
from
you like
Diana.
Try and push her away?
Yes.
Or you, but then that's
but then
more
I'm,
risky.
I'm like one leg. It's a lot. It's not fun, Suan. It's not fun.
That's fine. For me, it's fine because I'm sitting anyway just waiting to finish.
So instead of reading the shampoo bottle, you're
yeah.
just like petting a cat.
Or like checking my Instagram.
Playing Candy Crush, like, let's be real.
Oh, great. So then my great-grandmother died. I'm sorry. But yeah.
So Kaylee was really the peak of your week.
Yes.
From then on out, it was just, and then you had to come pick me up and just, oh my God.
Yep.
I'm sorry about your grand though.
Thank you.
How old was she?
95.
So close.
Nah.
Just.
But yeah, nah.
That's old.
Full of.
That's like Benjamin Button getting born old.
Yes.
That's.
But it's amazing. Old. Yeah. She had a full life. She was there till the end, getting it done.
It's. Was she alive during the World War? She was alive during a World War.
Yes.
We have not even. We don't even know what a World War really means.
No.
We're just like, oh no, Dove tweeted something racist. Like, that's as hectic as things go at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I mean, Syria's like getting fucked up. What is happening?
Anyway. Oh, yeah. And then I picked you up. So I went to the funeral. And then the next day I picked you up.
So just.
And at this point, Casey's also getting dressed with me against my legs.
It's fun.
It's awkward because I'm so afraid I'm going to step on her. But yeah.
Did you ever step on her?
No.
You don't have to lie to me.
No, but I did shout at her a bunch.
Sometimes she gets into this mood where she needs to be under my feet.
Oh.
Under.
Really?
So when I'm walking, I'm like, hey, hey, hey. And then like eventually like I accidentally step on her. She cries out and then goes to sit in a corner and looks at me like, you hurt me, Dad. And I'm like, why are you like this?
Oh, wow.
Would you say my absence was a fun time?
I mean, I guess all of it would have happened except Casey if he was still here.
Then you wouldn't have been here.
Yeah. But it was fun.
Did you ever get scared?
Yeah.
Because you don't live alone, so.
No, but I would get scared if I'm get here late and I have to walk 5 miles just to get to your house.
It is a bit of a trek.
Yes. But I was fine because I had Casey and normally I'd get here a little later. So I just get straight into bed. If I do hear a noise, I'm like, oh, it's Casey. Even if it is a murderer next to the bed.
For some
I'm
reason,
just like, it's Casey. What?
Having another alive thing, you're just like, oh, they just justify all of the scary sounds.
Yeah.
Just like you hear like footsteps like. It's Casey.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what she's doing, but it's Casey.
I want to give you some homework.
Okay.
Okay. I want you to track down a movie for us.
Okay.
It's called The Pool.
The Pool.
Yes. It's a late 90s slasher film starring James McAvoy, of all people.
Okay.
I remember this movie vividly.
Really?
But I've not been able to find it.
Okay.
So I want you to buy it for us on Amazon or wherever the fuck you find it.
Okay.
I want you to buy it. Make sure it's not region locked because otherwise we can't watch it.
Mm.
But I want you to buy it because I want you to watch a movie because I feel like you're not going to cope with The Pool. It haunted me.
Can we watch it together? I don't like watching scary stuff.
I'm definitely watching it with you because I want you to freak out.
Oh my goodness. Maybe. This is Christian's new pastime is watching me watch scary shit.
It's so much fun because she does not deal.
Mm-mm.
She doesn't deal.
Mm-mm.
I want to see if it's still as scary as I remember it being, because I had sleepless nights when I was like 7 when I watched it.
Really?
But it's kind of violent, but like I remember the killer.
Mm.
It was very much a Scream knockoff, but like less like satirical.
Okay.
The killer was like dressed in all black and he had like a tiny little skull face.
Like really tiny.
Not like this, like not like the size of your nose, like maybe like this from like where your eyes end to where your mouth.
Oh, that's ends.
So that's like the size of the skull. And it was, I don't know, something about it. And I think he has like a machete or a knife or something. And
I couldn't find it. I'm so sorry, Christian. Oh, no.
And the plot is James McAvoy and his friends, they break into the public pool one night. And there is a killer on the loose.
No.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And they just get murdered.
Great.
And I remember it vividly. There are death scenes in that movie that I cannot forget. There's one that I'm going to take out the voice recorder.
Okay.
Because I know you're going to like squirm and freak out.
We'll just do what we what we did with Luxie.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've listened to that episode.
You told me
yet.
Not to. But yeah, so that's your homework for us. Please find it. I will pay everything in my bank account, which is 20 rand.
I will not pay you everything in my bank account, which is 30 rand, and you watch Wynonna Earp. I've never mentioned that on the podcast. Go watch Wynonna Earp. I'm just going to say it one more time because every time I say this series' name, people are like, I'm sorry, what words are you saying? Wynonna,
so
like the actress.
Wynonna
Ryder.
Is that
her name? It
that? Like the moment I said it, I was like, that's not a name.
Why?
Wynonna Ryder.
Yeah, I think that's a name. That's a name.
Stranger Things
lady. Wynonna Earp.
Spell
that. E-A-R for Romeo, P for P.
Panda.
Popping my peas. Earp. Winona Earp. These two seasons, they're not long. Go watch it. It's funny as fuck. 13
episodes each.
Like, you have to.
You have to. You sound like the dragon from Shrek. She's a girl.
I'm a girl. Sometimes. Today, I feel like a girl that has some chocolate ice cream on her shirt.
Feel like a woman. Da, 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 da.
Man.
Anyway.
Going out back tonight. Shania Twain is coming back. Anyway, what is happening? South Africa.
People dying.
Yes. Cool. Oh, I forgot this one. Yes, this guy freaks me out. Anyway, so the first article I got, which was like at the end of the first week when I was like, oh shit, I have homework. So South African mother, this is the heading of the Mail Online News article.
Okay. Link in the show notes.
Yes. South African mother found naked.
Cam.
With her eyes gouged out.
Cam.
After being stabbed 21 times as police arrest a man, 25, on suspicion of the gruesome murder.
How many times was she stabbed?
21.
So, question.
Ask.
Questions. Okay. Already. Where do we start? Why was she naked? Why were her eyes gouged out? Why 21?
I don't know.
Why a mother? Why ruin your life at 25?
I don't know. So this is the guy. I just want to remind you because he fucking scares me so much.
He just seems very like apathetic. It's like, well, shit.
It happened.
He looks like me when Casey knocks things off of a table. I'm just like, I can't be mad because she's a cat. So I'm just like,
Oh, well, it happens. So Tanya, she's a 44-year-old mother, was discovered by her son in her daughter's bedroom after he came home from school. So I'm just like, she must have known this guy. Because how do you end up in your... They didn't mention in this article that the house was ransacked or there was any sign of struggle. She was just found in the bedroom.
Nothing stolen or anything?
No.
What?
Just murdered. That is Tanya.
Crazy. She looks like she orders Durky Wings at Spur.
Yeah. She just looks like any old lady that's cheering at her son's rugby game.
She looks like she sells pancakes at the rugby game.
Yes. Well, not anymore.
I mean, I have so many questions. I wish I could interview. What's the guy's name that murdered her?
Franz Meiler?
Sure.
Meiler?
Franz, if you hear this, please send us an email at doctor17@gmail.com. Number one, why are you a dick? Number two, why did you murder a 44-year-old mother? Number three, why the eyes? The eyes are what bothers me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like with the stabbing, I'm like, you can get kind of out of control. It's like when you try to get out of a car and the safety belt isn't like letting you go and you're just like, argh! I can get that. But the eyes is a whole different ballpark. So I'm like, how do we transition from Stabby McStabberson to Gougy McGougerson?
Exactly. Like, what did this poor lady do that was so terrible?
She continued supporting Sam Dillon. Punishable by death.
So they just say it was clear that there had been a struggle, but only in the room, as the bed was not where it used to be. So it was in the room. So did she run to the room? I don't know. Tanya's clothing was lying in front of the closet in her and her husband's room. The closet doors were still open and it is evident someone had searched through it. But so was she getting dressed? And then I don't know. I don't know.
Why in the girls' room?
I don't know. This is not the body's not under here, but this is the room after they removed her.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So she's showing me a picture of bed sheets.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm assuming weren't red.
No, like a duvet cover. That was maybe white or gray.
Not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, what's on the bed? Is that a wig?
No, it's just another blanket. And then do you see that little doll there? How creepy is that? Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Like, I...
Yeah.
Why?
I wish I knew.
Anyway, so...
Yeah.
That's all that happened, right? That's where the deaths ended.
So let's go to EWN.
Eyewitness News.
Masa Kekana. I'm sorry. I love it when she says her name because she's like talking and this happened and that happened.
And then
Masa Kekana.
My favorite is when you go to the movies and it's the most dramatic ad ever. Black and white footage. It's just going crazy.
Yes.
EWN. Eyewitness News.
Yeah. So this article's heading is Search for Missing Norwegian Student Enters Its Sixth Day.
No way. Norway.
So this girl's name is Mary.
Mm-hmm.
She disappeared on the same day she arrived in Cape Town. And she was on a tour in South Africa.
So Mary had a little vanishing.
Oh my goodness. She was 21. And basically, they found her cell phone, cap, and shoes where they last saw her. She was with a group of friends walking on the beach. And then they realized she failed to return to the backpackers where they stayed.
That is creepy. Like,
they're looking for her.
I don't know if your mom ever told you this story, but there's this urban legend that goes around, right?
Mm.
Where you'll be at the mall and then people will abduct you and then change your clothes. Like, as a kid, they'll abduct you and then quickly change your clothes and put a wig on you so that you look like the opposite sex.
Yes.
So that you'll be, like, so that your mom can't, like, recognize you in the crowd.
Oh, wow. I just had such a big fright from your cat. Anyway.
See, that, like, really ruined malls for me.
Yeah. No, definitely. What is she doing?
She's like, I want to get in on this podcasting game.
So, I read today on Facebook that they might have found her.
How do people just disappear?
I don't know.
People aren't small.
Why are they taking the foreign people? Please.
Stop. We need the money.
Yes. Let the tourists be here. Speaking of foreign people. So some trucks were set alight. So from Durban or Pietermaritzburg, can't come back or go in or go there. I don't know. Yeah, they set some trucks alight. Like, I think this morning it was up to 30 trucks.
People said trucks on fire.
Yes.
Biggest fear. I hate. Like, you have know. You just seen a movie where a truck is on fire and it doesn't explode?
And it's so like, is it gonna? Is it gonna?
Any second now.
Anyway.
South Africa is really knocking it out of the park at the moment.
So again.
Abducting people, gouging eyes out, lighting trucks on fire.
It's fun.
Like, the crazy thing is, like, the lighting trucks on fire doesn't even sound that hectic compared to the previous two things.
Yes. So EWN.
Wait,
again.
How do they set the trucks on fire? Do you throw like a Molotov cocktail?
I don't know. They probably throw it in the back of the truck and then slowly the truck sets alight.
It's like a petrol truck.
Boom.
Boom. Trap.
Sign of my heart, the beat. So again on EWN. That clearly I'm subscribed to the newsletter every like, day.
If an article mentions murder.
Yeah. So this heading just says, Johannesburg woman says police laughed at her when she reported abduction.
Stop abducting people.
Yeah. So this woman says officers at the Bromley police station.
Where's Bromley?
No idea. But it's probably in Johannesburg, obviously. Were reluctant to help her, saying there would be no case to open because she had not been raped.
So is that where we're setting the bar now?
Yeah. She was like, so I was almost kidnapped. And they were like, okay.
They're
and
like, we'll
then
get the rape kid. She's like, no, I'm fine. Like,
I wasn't, like, I escaped.
Oh.
Okay.
She didn't get raped.
Just wait here. Wait here.
Craig! Come here!
What? What's wrong? What's
tell,
going
on? Tell him. Tell him.
What?
Tell him how you... Tell
I,
him
I was abducted and I escaped.
And then the raping?
I wasn't raped.
Like, what the fuck, Joburg?
Right?
So
were they like, ha, okay, leave now, next.
They have like a flow chart of like, okay, so ma'am, what happened? I was abducted. Okay, cool. And were you raped? No? Okay, then you can leave.
Yeah, it like tells them exactly.
We don't.
Yeah, we can't help you further.
We're a little bit busy.
I can describe exactly what the men look like. Nope, doesn't matter.
We're halfway through an episode of Law and Order SVU and like, we'd love to hear. Honestly, Margaret, love it. Love the story. Little bit busy at the moment.
Okay.
So maybe come back later.
Yeah. Maybe. And we'll see. Maybe someone will care.
Like, what anyway. The fuck, Suan?
Yeah.
Can we, first of all, stop abducting people? Second of all, is that really where we're drawing the line now?
Like, I don't understand. So, basically, she and her friend were getting, like, a taxi via app. I don't know if it was Taxify or Uber or whatever. But a car pulled up and they assumed it was this guy. This guy did not take them to the destination they wanted to go to.
He did open his doors, though.
Yes. And there was another car. And then these two people were like, nah. And they escaped. And then the police were like, let me just... Martha! Martha! Come here! No, leave the affidavit. Come here quickly.
I'm a little busy. Come!
Come!
Actual rape. No, let her chill for a bit. Come here.
She'll be fine.
Let her come as well. Listen to this woman not being raped.
This is a good one. This is a good one.
Oh, it makes me so mad.
We get
so
like
mad.
8 of these a day.
Oh.
And she's like, I need the statement so I can get trauma counseling.
For what? For what? I was almost kidnapped.
Oh, your wife was...
Are you listening to your sentence, ma'am? Almost. Go write a fucking novel about it. Can't deal. I'm so mad.
Speaking of novels. Sue Ann.
Christian.
Sue Ann.
Christian.
Michelle.
Mac.
Namira.
Oh my god! That just peaked so much.
We clipped the shit. Like, I think we just blew the mic.
But, oh my... Okay, let's quickly stop South African news. Take a breather. And let's say this.
Because you, I got in the car on the way to the airport. On the way back from the airport, yes. I got in the car and you're like, Christian. This can wait, but I need to tell you.
Yeah.
Golden State. Killer? Rapist?
Yes.
Killer.
And the / East Area Rapist.
It's a little bit confusing.
Yeah.
Tell me everything.
They caught him. They got him. They got the guy. After almost 40 years, they got him. Thank goodness. Because this... He had two names. He was the East Area Rapist / Golden State Killer. And that name is the name that Michelle McNamara gave him. R.I.P.
He did so many fucked up shit that he got two monikers.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Right? And like one of the things that he did, and we always discuss this.
This is the fucked up one. Like, stop looking so excited, but it's super fucked up.
Yes. He would break into people's houses, wake up the couple.
I'm so sorry.
Are you awake? And then he'd like be, shit, sorry. He'd be like, so
get on the ground.
Yes.
To the guy.
Sir, please lie down. I'm gonna put some plates on your back.
This is weird.
If I hear them move, I will kill your wife and then kill you.
Please hold while I rape her.
Yes. So
he would literally
plates on the back, rape wife, then eat some food.
From the plates.
And bar.
He's out.
That's some of the stuff
he would rape the woman in front of her husband.
Yes, and then he would start killing. And then, after that, he started killing.
What the shit?
And now this guy is 72 years old.
Wheelchair bound.
Yes.
Trying to get those sympathy points with the jury. Ain't gonna work. You can't rape several women.
And murder.
And then claim wheelchair.
Mm-mm. Christian and I were actually talking about like the moment he was caught because Michelle McNamara's book just came out. I'll Be There in the Dark.
But now it's getting an additional chapter to encompass the capture of the guy.
Now she's like a great true crime writer. Mm. And this has been
read this book.
Yes. So you need to get this book and read it. But anyway, so they basically, she passed away in 2016. So her husband and two of her researchers / writer friends, they took the...
Patton Oswalt, by the way.
Is her husband. They took her notes and stuff and then put it into a book. They changed nothing. It's all her writing. And then they just put a little afterward. But she has been after this guy. And now that he's caught in the midst of this book tour and her book's number one on the New York Times, like... It's amazing. And I'm sad that she couldn't be here to enjoy this. Yeah. But they caught him. They got 100% match of DNA.
It's crazy. Like, imagine he was like, I fucking did it.
Yeah. And he was a cop. He was an ex-cop.
He's like, I got away with it.
Yes. Excuse me. That's him in the wheelchair. I'll be right back.
I love visitors.
You know, just...
It's so loud.
Sorry. And then door opens.
You're like, hi, sir.
Oh.
Are you selling cookies?
No.
Sorry, I'm not interested in Jehovah's Witness.
you are under arrest.
Oh, that's funny because I got away with it. It's so.
Oh, and we got your confession. So, yeah, that happened. I'm excited for this to unravel. I wonder if he's going to speak the truth or just deny.
I mean, at this point, what's the point of even lying?
Right?
Just commit to it.
Just let
it happen. Committed to those murders.
Yeah, no, but that was big news.
Massive.
Just go search Golden State Killer and you can get all the articles.
We'll probably do an episode on it in the future.
Yeah, and go listen. Like, My Favorite Murder did a recent episode that they released last week on this capture. Earlier, they did the whole murder thing. Yeah. So it's really cool. Go if you want to know about it.
Wait for the whole trials and stuff to wrap up and then we can do like a full 2-hour
And the book special. And everything, because we need to read that book.
Speaking of sort of updates on previous things, yes. The guy, I can't remember what his name was, but the guy that was had his legs almost chainsawed off.
Oh, yeah.
The marathon runner.
Yes.
An ultra marathon runner? I don't know.
Yeah.
The triathlete.
Yes.
He's been actually recovering quite well.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know if he'll be able to compete again, but he's not paralyzed.
That's good. I hope he'll be able to use his legs again.
Just a reminder, they tried to cut his legs off with a chainsaw. It didn't work, so they started hacking at it with a knife.
Yep.
What is South Africa? I was like, why am I going back there?
Times Live. Diamond dealer snatched in dramatic N1 highway kidnapping.
What is happening? South Africa's turning into a shittier version of Fast 8.
Right? So they kidnapped this guy. He's from Pakistan. Yeah, they kidnapped him. They found his BMW on the N1 in the just nice open field. And they don't know where he is.
Just gone.
And this is after they rescued a Pakistani national who was found chained up inside a room in a house in Eldorado Park.
What is happening? In Eldorado Park?
Yeah. So they raided this house, which saw police storming houses across Johannesburg, led to the arrest of 7 people, including Pakistani and Bangladeshi nationals. The 7, according to the police, have been linked to kidnappings of 3 Bangladeshi and Pakistani nationals across Gauteng earlier this month and in March.
What is happening?
Like, what? What?
I leave for 3 weeks and everything goes to shit.
Yeah. I don't know, but it is a developing story. The link is in the show notes if you want to read more about it. But yeah, so that happened.
That is crazy to me.
There was also a strike last Wednesday.
So here's what happened. So oftentimes with the bullshit that happens in South Africa, oftentimes there are these false alarm things that get spread on like the AfriForum and stuff. And then my family sends it to me and I'm like, okay.
Calm down.
First of all, there's a spelling mistake literally in the second. Like, they misspelled is.
Yeah.
So, usually I'm, like, super chilled about it. So I'm in China. I'm like, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah.
I forward everything to Rosanna. I'm like, is this happening?
Are there riots?
And apparently there were riots. About the wages, minimum wage.
Yes.
And I'm like, you do you guys.
Yeah, like, do your riots, do your strike.
Less burning, please.
Yeah, please don't be violent. Why do you need to be violent about it? You're not going to get through to the people that need to give you an answer. Just do your riots or not your violence.
Not your riots.
No. And then, just cut all of that.
It was hectic. My one sister owns a liquor store and she said she was closing.
Which one is this? Number 48 of your sisters?
Yes. We have about 103.
Yes.
48. she messaged us in the WhatsApp group and she was like, yo, I'm closing down for this day because the police just told me it's going to be safer to close down. Then my other sister who lives in Clarksdorp, she sent photos of like the Celtics and stuff burning down. I'm like, what is happening?
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm like, can I get some more fried tofu?
And you're like, I'm paying R2 for a bowl of rice. Can you believe this? That's the greatest thing you've told me about your trip. So much rice.
Katie Clarkson karaoke.
Ooh, Christian sent me a video of him singing because of you in China.
Yeah.
They know Kelly Clarkson in China.
I mean, it was all the foreigners singing.
I even saw, what's Kaden?
Kaylin.
Kaden. I saw him in the background. Kaylin. Sorry, Kaylin. I saw him in the background also jamming. We were
screaming.
Oh.
Those soundproof rooms, though.
It looked amazing. So then my last story.
What is your last story?
Is also a Times Live article.
Times Live.
Do you remember Karabo? Makuna?
I'm going to need you to catch me up a bit on that.
So she was found burnt in the field. Yeah. And they arrested her boyfriend. Mm. And he was like, I got home. She committed suicide. I saw her. She stabbed herself in the neck or something.
I'm Karabo. And Karabo. What's the last name?
Makuna.
I'm Karabo. Karabo Makuna. These are your tapes.
Anyway, so he found her and, you know, his girlfriend just committed suicide. What is your first thought, Christian? Your friend just, or your girlfriend just committed suicide and you're like, exactly, they're going to think I did it.
That's exactly what I thought. Yeah. So I'm like, hide the evidence.
Yeah. So.
Cover it up.
In this article, now they're busy with the trial. This article's heading is article. Words.
Article.
This heading is, I put a tire around her and burnt her. Court hears how Mansu disposed of Karabo's body. So.
Jesus fuck.
Did I fuck that up? Like, should I go again?
No. Oh, okay. Just like, you know what's a great idea? Like, I'm going to not only cover it up, I'm going to necklace her.
Yeah.
Let me really ruin her body.
Like, it's so much extra stuff to get, but I'm going to do it.
Also, it's almost like he's hiding evidence. But why would he be hiding evidence if she killed it?
Because they can't, with the autopsy, they can't see how she killed herself.
It's just, she obviously killed herself.
Yeah.
Why would he be
burning her?
That's so funny. He's such a funny guy.
Oh my goodness.
Such a funny.
He said, yeah, I put petrol on her and then walked away.
You know what I put petrol on? Nothing. You don't put petrol on anything. No. You put petrol in things.
In your car, because it's fucking expensive. Don't waste it.
Petrol just went up.
It's going to go up again on Wednesday. So if this is out by Tuesday, guys, go fill up your cars now. Jump. We're jumping with you in your car. Let's go. Fill up your tank.
But, like, why? If he's innocent. Which he is. He's totes innocent. Don't want to sway the jury. But, little suspicious, when you necklace and cover your ex-girlfriend, I'm assuming she's his ex now that she's dead,
yeah.
With petrol, you know?
Yeah. So, the colonel?
Colonel?
Really?
Yeah.
Why all those extra letters?
Because English is a bullshit language that is made up by the Latin folk.
Cool. So, Colonel André de Klerk testified.
I love how you're like, let me not say this first word in Afrikaans. André de Klerk.
How do you want me to say André de Klerk? exactly. <That was gross. laughs> Exactly. So he testified how Mansu had taken them on the journey he traveled on the evening he disposed of Makuna's body. So according to the colonel, Mansu first took them to his luxury Santon apartment, where he claimed to have found Makuna dead in April last year.
She was already in the tire, really.
She was swinging. I don't know.
She was on fire, and I was like, oh my God, fire. So I had to take her out to a field 20 kilometers away.
Oh,
the
goodness.
Only rational thing to do, guys.
Right? So the married father of three, exactly, he's married, Jesus. And a father who is estranged from his wife, claims Makuna committed suicide by stabbing herself in the neck. He stated that out of fear and panic that he would be blamed for the death of his on and off a girl.
Say that bit again? What happened to
her? She stabbed herself in the neck. Yeah, so he was a...
hold the fucking phone. No one ever.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, how'd she go? Oh, I hanged myself. Oh, I like... drown myself. I like
gunshot.
You know, the quickly. Usual stuff. No one.
Because
you know what happens when you stab yourself in the neck? You still need to remove the knife.
Yes.
And you also need to like actually hit a knot. No.
The, yeah. Cut, you know.
This is getting dark, but like yeah. Cutting yourself. Like I feel like that's a it's pressure and pull.
Yes.
Whereas like stabbing us, you need to have like a little bit of a wind up.
Exactly. Or, where you're like, no, I don't know.
Maybe you like run into the wall. You like hold it and you just like fucking go for it.
Maybe.
But then you still need to get it out because otherwise the blood's just going to be like clogged.
Yeah, it's just like there with a knife in your throat.
Now what?
Anyway.
So now that we've analyzed suicide.
Welcome, and we know everything.
Welcome to Dark Stuff Season 2.
So he was afraid he would be blamed for the death of his on and off girlfriend. He disposed of her body. So a post-mortem failed. Because
that's not suspicious at all.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
I don't know. And how is his first panic instinct, they're going to blame me? Who fucking cares? If you're innocent, it doesn't matter.
Not let's, you know, call an ambulance or anyone.
Exactly. So a post-mortem failed to deduce.
I just imagine him like in shock, like taking her body, putting it in the car in like dust bag and like trash bags.
Yeah.
Going all the way to his mom, taking a tire. His mom going, what are you doing, honey? I'm just taking a tire, mom.
Exactly.
Why? Shh, you're tired. Takes a tire, goes to a field, goes, puts a tire on. He's like, oh, forgot something. Leaves the body there, goes to the Celtics, gets petrol.
Hey,
goes,
my man, how's it going? I haven't seen you in a while.
A little bit gassy.
Takes the guy petrol. Like wants to put the petrol in his car. No, no, no. In this bucket, please.
It's like, but you in
just
the bucket.
This bucket.
It's like a bucket's a little bit shh.
Just this bucket, thanks. Shh. And wash my windshield while you're at it.
Takes the bucket, drenches her. He's like, having second thoughts, like as he like flicks his blood onto her corpse.
Yeah.
He's like, should have taken the knife out.
Maybe.
Like, what the fuck?
I know, right? So, a post-mortem failed to deduce what had killed Makuna.
Because she was carbonized.
Yep. She was too badly burned. So this
likely
is him.
Likely story.
He says this.
So mad.
I put her in the back of my car. Mansu was quoted as saying, adding that he had used a dustbin to carry the body from his apartment to his car, which was parked
emails.
In the basement.
Pick it up emails the times. It's like, please just like don't put our name in the article.
Oh my goodness. So Mansu then took the officers to the BP garage on Greyston Drive in Sandton. He said, this is the garage where I bought the petrol to burn Karabo's body.
The petrol turns like, is that a body? He's like, yeah. He's
right.
Of course it's a body.
Lol.
On the bucket, please.
I rolled her body in with the tire around her. She was facing the road. I put petrol on her. And then I walked away. Mansu was quoted
in slow motion.
That. Oh my goodness.
Like, what is the game plan here?
Right?
Mansu.
Right?
Like, what did you think was gonna happen after you burn a body?
I can't believe it. This is Karabo, by the way. She's so young.
Oh my god, she's beautiful.
Right? Anyway, so one of the police officers. I don't want to butcher this man's name, so I'm just going to say his surname.
Mr. Cop.
Makhwete.
Nice.
Okay. So he testified that Mansu had said Makuna needed to die to break a blood ritual that they had entered.
Oh, is it Christmas? Because I want you to hold on. What is a blood ritual? Is this Charmed?
No. No.
Phoebe, sit down. Piper, like, what is happening?
No. So he said...
Did he also draw, like, a pentagram around her? Like, while he was at it?
Maybe.
Like, watch some Supernatural. What are you doing?
So,
he's like, you know what will make this look less suspicious? Let's drop the fact that there was a blood ritual.
Right?
Let's mention blood ritual.
But this is not what the officer says.
This makes no sense.
So he said that Makuna needed to die to break a blood ritual that they had entered into in order to boost his business dealing. So Mansu...
Just like pay people to write positive Hello Peter reviews, like, right? Like a normal business. Jesus.
Yeah. Mansu allegedly claimed that his business had begun to suffer as a result of the two of them splitting up. In like, order to fix this, a sacrifice had to be made, and the sacrifice was Makuna. Makhwete told the court this.
I have a great idea. I'm going to stab my girlfriend and then burn her body and then say she killed her.
Right?
They're like, sir, the suicide note appears to be in your handwriting. He's like, no, we just had very similar. We're very close.
Now, this guy, Mansu said that Karabo was suicidal because she was abused and had a miscarriage and was raped by her ex-boyfriend.
Likely story now that she's already dead.
Mm.
It's just like she was suicidal, and also she came at me, so it was self-defense.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. And oh, but I thought you went there.
Self-defense, and then she ran into the wall, her own knife, neck knife, and...
But I thought you found her.
And then I left and came back, and I was like, oh my God, you actually did it, so... It was a difficult night for us.
But what actually?
We wanted to actually go on a date. We wanted to go to Mark's kitchen.
So you just put her in a dustbin and rolled her?
It was, first of all. It was a pick-it-up bin.
Oh, wow.
She would not fit in a dustbin. So get your facts straight.
Goodness. But yeah, so that was South Africa for the last 3 weeks. Isn't it amazing?
I love South Africa. With a country like this.
Mm.
Who's scared of running out of content?
Yeah,
so I'm just going to nominate Mansu for the worst of the week.
Thank you, because he is a dickhead.
Dickhead. His head is made of dick.
We'll try and keep you updated. You know what we can do.
What can we do?
You know we haven't done.
What have we not done?
Let's quick fast do it. Gun violence archive.
Oh my God.
We forgot to do it in the last episode. We totally mentioned it and we didn't.
Did we really not say it?
We didn't do it.
Did we really not do it?
No, but I put the link in the show notes, but let's just quickly give an update. We didn't.
That is crazy, Jimmy.
It is. I feel so bad. But anyway.
Anyways, it is a new month.
Yeah. No. Today's the last day of April.
Yeah, and this will be in the new month.
Yeah, so this will be for May. So sorry we didn't do that. April's. But anyway.
April Fools. Gotcha good.
Okay, Christian, are you ready?
I'm never ready for this because this like ruins my week.
Should we like do gunshots? Gun violence archive. Do do do. No, that would be
so
bad.
Insensitive.
Pew 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 pew. Should I stop? I've been speaking to a cat for 3 weeks. Do you notice?
Suan's cat cast.
Oh, lordy. Okay. So this is the 30th
Suan's
of April.
Percast.
Percast. There is a podcast like that. So Gun Violence Archive, 2018, 30th of April.
Gava.
It was last updated. Let me quickly see. Today. Cool. Today
is gonna be a day.
Total number of incidents
up until the 30th of April 2018.
So we're almost at 5 months.
Mm.
18,594.
Oh my god. What?
Number of deaths.
That's more money than I thought.
That is so true.
That's more than people get paid about. That is so many.
Yeah. Christian is freaking out.
America never changed.
No. Number of deaths, 4,653. Number of injuries, 8,221.
Why? Do you still have guns?
Number of children killed or injured. This is age 0 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
193. Number of teens age 12 to 17 killed or injured.
Uh-huh. 814. I'm not okay.
Mass shootings.
I'm not okay.
You're not fine.
No.
Let's just push through, Christian. Mass shootings.
Uh-huh.
79.
Why?
Almost 80.
Almost one a day.
Officer involved incident. Officer shot or killed, 86.
What is?
Officer involved incident. Subject or suspect shot or killed. This is an alarming number. 750.
Stop.
Officers have shot 750 people. Guilty or not guilty?
Oh.
Home invasions. This is a little sneak peek for next week. 674. That's more days than this. Okay, that's 2 years of days.
Okay with that at all.
Defensive use?
That's all. That's all, like 11 per state.
Yeah. 535. defensive uses. And this is weird. Unintentional shootings is also 535.
Happy Gun Violence Archive Day. Dark stuff listeners.
Pew pew.
Like, I'm not okay with that. There are so many things wrong with what you just said.
There have been more mass shootings in the US in 2017 than days. Sorry, I just read that. Anyway.
Just really knocking it out of the park.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, sooner we'll be like, there's been more mass shootings than there have been hours. Oh my.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's great to be back.
Yeah, I'm so happy you're back. And we're back. And we're excited back for you guys. From next week.
Should we go?
Let's give them some homework for next week's episode.
Go watch The Strangers Pray at Night because you might be talking about it. Anyway. In the meantime, so Ansel's going to track down the pool for us.
Sure.
And if you want to follow us,
please do.
You can do it at ChristianTMI or at SuanW_ mm-hmm. on Twitter and Instagram.
On Twitter and Instagram.
On Twitter and Instagram. Or you can follow us on Facebook. Where can they find us, Suan?
On Facebook. at the dark stuff.
At the dark stuff.
With Christian and Suan. We have the group and we have
lost
the page.
All of Afrikaans listeners.
Sorry. No, you Akas Afrikaans.
Same.
We can make fun of Afrikaans people. Is that how it works?
I don't think it works like that.
Okay.
You can also email us darkstuff17@gmail.com.
Yeah. And then we also have Dark Stuff's pages on, okay, Casey.
Literally.
On Instagram and
everywhere.
Twitter. So just search Dark Stuff with Christian and Suan. We'll pop up. Like us, follow us, retweet us, love us, Instagram us, do whatever you want with us.
Bother us.
But please review us on iTunes. It really helps.
Or any of the other podcasting apps, yes, including Stitcher and Podbean.
Please. And then next. So I found out my cousin is a big fan. Not the one that's pregnant. Not the one.
A lot of cousins.
No. Just those two that I know that listen to this podcast. Okay. Shouts. My pregnant one doesn't listen to it. She has enough. She doesn't have enough to
deal with.
Yes. I don't want my niece to
like
be
every
worried.
Single week, but like a baby died in a microwave. Like,
exactly. So, but this cousin, she's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. All the questions for her all the time. Anyway, so I wanted to give a shout out to Amori.
Amori.
And thank you for listening. And then Alida as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just giving a shout out because I don't have a lot of people that listen. All of the people that listen are your people, Christian. Anyway, so I want to give a shout out to them. And then, guys, when you follow the link we put on Facebook, underneath it, when you hit play, when you stream it, there says, listen to this on any of your podcasting apps.
On your favorite podcasting app.
Then there's weird words like Podbean.
Stitcher.
Weird shit.
iTunes.
Yeah. So go click if you're Android. I think the easiest one would be Podbean. Just mm-hmm. go click on it.
Stitcher, I think, is also. And I think Overcast, but I might be lying with Overcast.
Yeah. So just go click on Podbean. Just click on it. It's going to ask you, do you want to go to the app? Say yes.
Scream
download the
yes
app.
At your screen like, yes! And yes. Then click it.
Yes. Download the app quick, fast. You can download the episodes. Listen to it when you want.
You can download all of them, re-listen to them.
Yes.
Play them during Christmas.
Yes.
They're such, like, who cares for carols?
Exactly. Because sometimes you forget. Like, go listen to the tree episode again.
Give yourself perspective.
Right? So, yeah.
Hey, Suan.
Hey, Christian.
You know what they say.
What did they say?
Makuna Matata.
No, not at all.
Means no worries.
No.
When you set a body a place.
No.
It's a problem free.
Please stop.
Philosophy. She committed suicide, he says.
Please come back.
Different song.
Please come back.
We'll see you next week. Welcome to season 2.
Bye.